remembers this from last weekend.
From 27 yards left hash. Snap good, spot down. Walsh's kick is up, and it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me? The season can't end like that. He missed it left. And the Seattle Seahawks are off to Charlotte. Blair Walsh missed a 27-yard field goal, and the Minnesota Vikings are going to lose 10-9.
Now, sometimes you just rather be lucky than good.
Please welcome to the Dennis and Fredo Show, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, old friend here for many years with the Dallas Cowboys, Mike Zimmer. And Zim, I got to apologize for making you hear that right out of the chute. Did you throw up?
Yeah, thanks for having me. But, you know, that's not the first time I've heard it, unfortunately. So
let me ask you this. Was it as painful watching that as it was when you were the defensive coordinator assistant coach in 06 when Romo botched the snap? I mean, was it as painful as an assistant, mm-hmm. or is it more as a head coach?
I think it's more as a head coach, to be honest with you. I did have a few flashbacks after the game. I thought about the playoff game up in Seattle when we missed that extra point as well, or field goal, whatever it was. So, but yeah, it was disappointing because I thought we played very well that day. You know, we had a chance to beat the defending NFC champs, and he unfortunately didn't get it done. So, and you work so hard, you work all year long to get to that point, and now we got to start all the way back at the beginning and try to get back there again.
You know, you got to start all the way at the beginning, but, you know, if you look at the Vikings, you look at the roster that you have and the way things are going, you guys have quite a future, it looks like. And as a head coach, how long does it take you to move away from the game that you just lost and realize, you know what, we got the arrow pointed up here?
Yeah, well, I think the organization is excited about the way we're going. We have a lot of really good players, and more importantly, they're really good people. They're guys that study hard, they work hard, they prepare hard. They're more about the team than they are about individual stats. And, so I think we have a good beginning where we're at. But as I told the team, there's nothing guaranteed. We got to get back to work, and people are be aiming at us now. So we got to go out and prove it every week.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, on with Dennis and Fredo on this Monday. Zim, we were talking about maybe the worm turning in the NFC. Seattle's been to two straight Super Bowls. Maybe Carolina is showing that they are going to take over that spot. I'm wondering if you are ready, where you are ready to put your roster in that mix in the NFC. Do you feel like you're close to knocking on the door in that regard, or maybe a year or so away?
Yeah, I don't know, Steve. You know, we have a good football team. Seattle's going to continue to be good. Arizona's a good football team. Green Bay's a good team. A lot of these teams in the NFC, and you really never know from year to year. I know that, you know, there's a lot of teams that you expect them to be good and they're not, or you expect them not to be good and they end up being good. So, you know, with free agency and the draft, things can change real quick in the NFL. And, I do like the players we have on this football team, and I do like, you know, I think they do a good job of preparing. I think we have a good young quarterback. We've got a good running back, and defensively we're starting to look like I would like for us to look.
When you watch games that you're not a part of, how do you watch it? Do you watch it as a head coach? Do you put yourself in each head coach's position? How do you watch a football game?
I usually watch a game just as a fan, but probably a little more knowledgeable fan. Mm-hmm. But, when it gets into the situations of the game, I think about things that I would do if, you know, you go for it here, you kick the field goal, go for two, you know, things like that.
Did you go nuts when Aaron Rodgers did it again?
Well, it didn't surprise me. You know, he's an unbelievably great player, and unfortunately I have to face him twice a year. Really nothing that he does surprising me. He hit the one he hit before that play where he spun out to his left and threw it up, and his guy caught it was probably even more of a bigger play. But, you know, that's the kind of guy he is, and then they make plays there.
Would you have gone for two instead of letting it go to overtime?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, there's sometimes when you're on the road, you might think about it. I don't think I'd do it at home, but I thought Arizona played well all day, and Green Bay did a nice job coming back.
Nah, you're a defensive coach. You would want it on your defense's shoulders. Not you wouldn't want your quarterback to mess it up. I wouldn't think.
Yeah. There wasn't much time left, so I probably would play defense.
You so much of this season, Zim, in the off season last year, Mike Zimmer here on with Dennis and Frito was all about Adrian Peterson and getting all of that right. You took the position you took. You worked it out. Peterson leads the league in rushing. He was a very important part, obviously, of what you guys were doing. Is the relationship between front office, you, AD, is all of that happy now?
Yeah, I think it's all good. Adrian texted me the other night while I was sitting here watching the games, and he texted me and just talked about some things that we want to continue to get better at. And, I have a great relationship with him. I love the way he competes, the violence that he runs with, the way that he works. And probably more importantly, ever since I came in the door, he has done everything that I've asked him to do. So I don't think there's any issues with the relationship or with the front office or anything like that.
Mike Zimmer on with us. Zim, you were here for the very beginning of the Tony Romo phenomenon here in Dallas. Just in a general way, a bit surprised on how this team here in Dallas was not able to do anything this year without Romo, or does that make some sense to you?
Oh, I don't know, Steve. I barely saw the Cowboys at all this year. We didn't have them on any crossover games, really, in any of the games that we played. And so, I just kind of stay in my own lane and worry about the Vikings and not worry about any other team other than us.
Man, you've gotten too busy for the Cowboys. I hate that.
Well, when I'm up there, I'm thinking about Green Bay, Detroit, and Chicago, to be honest with you.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Real quick, Zim, you've been one of the best coaches in this league for a very long time. Becoming a head coach new to you, you now have two seasons behind you. Does it feel completely comfortable to you now? And you wondered why maybe you didn't do it years before you did?
Well, it's feeling more comfortable. You know, there's always things that come up that you're not prepared for that kind of surprise you in this job, and I don't think that's ever going to change. It's always somebody coming in your office, some issue that you have to deal with, whatever it is, whether it's coaches, players, or front office. But I do feel like, it's been a good transition. I feel like we've got a good coaching staff to help me. North Turner, who was with the Cowboys, is the offensive coordinator, and he's helped me immensely through all this. Our general manager, Rick Spielman, has been a guy that he's a true football guy that's really helped me a lot through everything. You just kind of – really what I'm trying to do is do the best job I can being a head coach, just like I tried to be the best defensive coordinator I could be. And if it's not good enough, then it's not good enough.
Mike Zimmer on with Dennis and Frito, back in town, back in North Texas right now. Way too big of a shot these days to play golf, I'm sure. But, Zim, if you're still playing over there at Trophy Club, give me a call when next time you're in town and the weather's good, and I'll take some money from you.
All right, Steve, sounds good. It's a little cold today. Yeah. I've been outside a couple times. It's a little chilly out there for me to be hitting that ball.
Zim, we sure appreciate the time, man. Congratulations on a good season. Sorry it ended the way it did. And we'll talk to you soon, man.
Okay, Steve, good talking to you.
All right, Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, talking about his season from 7-9 to 11-5. And he's got that thing going with Teddy Bridgewater getting better and better.